So we're in Erevin Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. So now that we've established the basic halachas of how an Erev is formed, what you're going to see now is some interesting workarounds and methods to ensure that an Erev Chatzeres, for example, could be established, even if it doesn't follow what he laid out in Perek Aleph as the traditional methods of getting there. But the first thing is he has to deal with what if not everyone in the chatzer participates in the eruv? So that's what he takes up on Halacha Aleph. He says, "Anshei chatzer she'iruv kulan chutz me'echa mehen shelo iruv imahen." So let's say there's 10 people who, again, they all share. They have all houses that are part of a chatzer, and they share the chatzer area. If 9 of them made an eruv and 1 did not, whether it's bein me'mezid bein shocheah, chareza oser aleihem. So it doesn't matter if it's if the guy wasn't ma'ariv with them on purpose or if he forgot. No matter what, we can no longer everything is usher. Okay, so therefore, of usher the kulan the hotzi batayan the chatzar and the chatzar the batayan. So now, because of this guy, because of his failure to participate, the entire phenomenon of the eruv ceases to exist. Okay, so one person, in a sense, can pop the balloon. However, but what he could do, okay, is let's say the guy didn't join the eruv, right? He could be mevatel his reshus, his reshus of the chatzar. What he could say is he could say to the people in the chatzar, "Listen, I'm giving up my share, so to speak, my usage, okay, of the area of the chatzar that I usually use." And then what that does is then everyone's allowed to go ahead and make use of the chatzar, okay? But they can't make use of his house. They would not be able to carry into his house. Bito lahen rishos beso or rishos chatzero. Now let's say he says, "Okay, you know what? I don't want to hold up the people in the chatzar. I'm going to give up my my rishos to both my house and my chatzar," meaning now I'm allowing its usage. Hare kula matarin hain, kula matarin hain matarin mesha irvu, vare bito lahen rishos beso v'chatzero. So that's the workaround. Basically, what happens is that an eruv now exists, and we say it's as if his reshus doesn't exist anymore as part of the eruv. So, again, let's say there were 10 people in the chatzer, and now you'd say if one is mevatel his reshus bias in chatzer, so now it's as if 9 people made the eruv. The 10th one ceases to exist, so to speak. The gamu mutar b'neishlo nishalo reshus, right? And it's mutar for him, for the guy who gave up his reshus of his house and his chatzer, to make use of the eruv in the chatzer. Why? Because v'haruyuka reach etzlam v'reach in oser. Because now he's like a guest among them. So it's an interesting workaround, and you'll see the Rambam expands this, but if a person went ahead and gave up his house, his house and his share of the chatzar, what that does is that allows him to become like a guest to everyone else, and the eruv stands. So again, it will be as if there are 9 people in the chatzar now, and he's just a guest staying there for a Shabbos. Okay, similarly, Melacha Beis, Hamavatel Rishus Stam, okay, Rishus Chatzera Bito, Rishus Beis Lo Bito. So in general, Rambam lays out and says Stam Das, which means if a person just said, "I'm Mevatel my Rishus," okay, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that he's Mevatel his house, it means he's Mevatel just his share of the Chatzar, okay? Vamavatel Rishus Solivne Chatzar, Tzorach Levatel Chol Echav Echad. Now, if he does give up, okay, the reshus of his ownership to the people in the chatzer, he has to do it to each person. Beperish, right? Clearly, if Omer reshusi mivutelas l'cha u'l'cha l'cha, so he actually go around and say, "My reshus is mevatel to you and to you and to you." So he has to make it clear to each member of the chatzer that he's being mevatel his reshus. So it's not just simply like he just says to himself in his head, or, you know, "I'm a vata, I'm a shurs." It actually has to be an open public thing that he does to each member of the chatzar. V'hayoresh mevatel b'shus afapi shemes marisho b'shabbos. Okay, and no, not exactly a very practical case, but yoresh meaning an inheritor. Okay, so let's say someone's parent passes away and the son is the yoresh, meaning they're going to inherit. So the yoresh is vata b'shus, right? Afapi shemes marisho b'shabbos, right? The yoresh is allowed to mevatel his reshus even if the person passed away, meaning the person who was bequeathing to him died on Shabbos. She yoresh kam tachas rishon l'chol davar, because the yoresh steps up and takes over when he inherits in every area. Okay, And finally, ubitul rishus b'Shabbos mutul chachila. It's interesting. You're allowed to give up your ownership even on Shabbos itself. So that would be a way to get around the Eruv problem. Let's say nine people were going to make an Eruv. There is a possibility of somebody on Shabbos giving up, their rishus and allowing for the Eruv to emerge. Halacha gimel. Okay, bitlu eloh ha'marvin rishusan zeh lezeh shelo irev. Okay, now let's say one of the ten did not want to join the Eruv. So what did everyone do? Everyone said, you know what, we're going to be mevatel our ownership, okay, and our usage to this one guy, okay? So again, to create a situation as if the nine other people, the chatzar, all of a sudden become guests to the one guy. So that would be a very, very ingenious way to get around the issue of an Eruv chatzeros. The answer is no. Who mutter shere nishal vado? So it's mutter for him. He's okay. Okay, he can go ahead and carry. Okay, he's good. Vehem asurin shlo nishal lehen rishus. But it's usur for them because they no longer own property. But what about the idea of orchim? Vein omrim yuk orchim etzel shein rabim orchim etzel echad. Because it's not common to have many guests over for one individual. What the Rambam I'm saying is that you can only loop around this in so many ways. Meaning, if the situation is, and he's going to go to the middle in a second, but one extreme is one person can be vatel's rishus and then ensure the Erev could still work, but nine people can't be give up their rishus to one guy and then as if there's no one left in the chatzar anymore. That would not work. Okay, halacha dalad, hayu elu shelo irvu shnayim o yeser. So let's say there's two or more people who did not participate in making the Eruv. Im bitlu rishusam lima'arvin, hama'arvin mutarin, ve'ilu shlo irvu asurin. Okay, so if they went ahead and revatel their usage to those who made the Eruv, so the people who made the Eruv, it's mutter for them to make use of the area, and for those who did not join the Eruv, it'd be asur. Ve'ina ma'arvin yichol levatel rishusam l'shnayim shlo irvu, shekol echam hen osur achaveru. Okay? And the people who are making the Eruv cannot be mevatel their rishus to two that did not make an Eruv. Shkol echa mehen osra chavero, because each one asers his friend. V'afilu chazer echa shel irev, ubita rishuso l'sheni. Now let's say there were two guys remaining, and one mevatel his rishus to his friend, okay, to who did not make the Eruv. Hareza aser, shebishah shebitlulom ha'ma'arvin aser haya. Right, because at the time that he was mevatel his usage to his friend, right, the Isser already was chal upon him. Echad sh'irev, eino vatal v'shusel echad sh'lo irev, avo echad sh'lo irev, vatal v'shusel echad sh'irev. And basically what it comes down to is that, let's say there are two people only in the chatzar, okay? Let's say you have two houses, and therefore only two people who made use of the chatzar. So what you could do in that situation is, the person making the Eruv, eino vatal v'shusel echad sh'lo irev, right? But the guy making the Eruv can't say, or who wants to make the Eruv can't say, I'm going to mevatel my rishus to the other guy who doesn't make the Eruv, rather, vice versa. The guy who doesn't make the Eruv, right, can be mevatel my rishus to the guy making the Eruv, and that would allow a situation or a carrying to take place in this very, very small chatzah situation. Okay, lochahei, kishem shabala bayis zeh mevatel my rishus lobal bayis zeh bechatzah achas. Okay, so just like within one chatzah, one person can mevatel his rishus of his house to someone else in the chatzah, excuse me, within one chatzar itself, kach mevatlim mechatzar lechatzar. So you can actually have chatzeros, like one chatzar, mevatel its usage to another chatzar. Okay? Umevatlin vechozu mevatlin. Okay? And it can actually go, what do you call it? One can mevatel and then return mevatel to the other. So what does that mean? Ketzan. Like, what's the case? Shnayim shishruim bechatzar velo irvu. So let's say there are two people living in a chatzar and then they make an eruv. Echa mehen mevatel rishus l'sheni. So one of them in the chatzar is mevatel rishus to the other guy. Okay, v'nimsa hasheni metaltel rishuso shebitel lo chaveru ad shiaset zorchav. And then what can happen? Okay, so now what can happen now is that the second guy is allowed to carry in his rishus now because his friend gave up his rights and now it's everything's like his rishus until he takes care of what he had to do. Then what he can then do v'chozer hasheni, the second guy who now, again, is like the sole, now he is the sole exclusive use of the chatzar. He can now mevatel rishuso l'rishon, or metaltel rishon rishuso shebitel lo. Okay, then he can go ahead and then revert back and say, now I'm giving up my rishus to you, So now this, the first original guy becomes the new owner, and he can go ahead and carry as much as he needs to in that rishus. V'chein kama pa'amim. So you could play this game, so to speak, as much as you want. So you could work out a situation where one can be give mevatel's rishus to his friend, and they could just go back and forth and back and forth, as you know, in accomplishing whatever objectives they need to and carrying the chatzar. Finally, he says v'yesh bitl rishus b'charava. Okay, and he, as a side note, he mentions that you're able to bevatli rishus in an area that's destroyed. No difference that if it was if he was in a chatzar also. Okay, so again, the Raman's focusing here on various methods to circumvent the normative process of eruv. Okay, now halachavav misha bita rishus. So now let's say a person gave up his rishus v'chazar v'tiltel b'rishuso shabita. Okay, now that's important. He gives up his rishus, but what does he do? He acts in a way that demonstrates that he didn't do that, meaning he carries in the area that he was mevatel. Okay? He's doing an action that is soser, it's contradicting his das. So im bemezid, so if he did it on purpose, hotzi, hariza osar lan, shreilo amma vitulo, right? So if he went ahead and, that's interesting, if he went ahead and carried on purpose, okay, then he destroys the Eruv, meaning if everybody was relying on this guy who gave up his Rishus, and then he goes ahead and acts in a manner that contradicts his Das, meaning it contradicts his original intention, which means that now he's carrying in this area, which he's not allowed to do, that messes up the Eruv for everybody. However, even Bishogeg Hotzi, but if he did it Bishogeg, okay, with negligence, Eina Oser Shari Omed Bevitula. It's interesting. But if he carried in the area in his what he in our if he carried in the chatzar, and he forgot, let's say that he ended up was mevatel his rishus, his usage of the chatzar, so then his bittel of his rishus still stands. Okay, even though he did an action that would seem to undermine it, we say it since it was bishogeg, it doesn't mess everyone else up. But medvar mamurim, right? When does this apply? Shlo kidmu vehechziko elo shebittel lahem. Okay, as long as the other people did not make use, okay, of the area that he was, of the fact that he was a vata. I mean, they didn't make use of the Eruv yet. Avaim kinu vehechziko vehotzio, okay, but if they went ahead and made use of the area and did hotzah, okay, so im chazar, okay, so if they went ahead and go back, who, avim chazar, who vehotzi, beim shogeg bemezid, eno osar lan, okay, once they go ahead and make use of it, okay, Then even if he did hotzah, meaning that guy who's mevatel his resus, it would not mess up the entire eruv. So again, what the Rambam is saying is that if the guy who's mevatel his resus acts in a manner that soser that idea, so if it's before they made use of the eruv, then it's then it depends if it's mezid or shogeg. If it's after they made use of it, then it won't be a problem. Okay, halacha zayin. Shnei batim b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim. Okay, so let's say you have two houses, and there are two ends. There are two extreme ends of rishus harabim. And what happens? V'kifum goyim mechitza b'shabbos. And now non-Jews come up, and they surround the area with a mechitza. Okay? Eim avatlin. So now, basically, you've produced a chatzar through their mechitza. Eim avatlin zeh lazeh. Ho vi efshar lehem la'arev me'emesh. Okay, so bittel won't work, because they were unable to make an eruv before Shabbos, because there was no mechitza covering the area. Okay, echa b'mnei chatzer shemes. Okay, now let's say there's people living in a chatzer, and someone who had usage of the chatzer dies. V'niach reshusol le'echad min hashuk. And what does he do? He gives up the he gives up his reshus to somebody. From the shuk. Im meis bod yom. All right, if he died before Shabbos started, Hareha Yoresh She'eno Mibnei Achatzer Osar Aleim. Okay, if the Yoresh is not from the people living in the Chatzer, then it's Osar for them. V'meis Mishachashecha Eino Osar Aleim. But if he died, okay, after Shabbos started, then even though he's dead and therefore he's no longer technically someone who's whether he could be Vata or not is no longer applicable because he's dead, the Eruv still stands. Okay, echad min hashuk. If someone's outside the chatzar, shemes v'niach reshusul echad min hachatzar. So let's say someone's outside the someone dies outside the chatzar and he gives up, but he actually owns a house inside the chatzar, and then he gives up his reshus to someone who lives inside the chatzar. So it's the inverse of the last case. Emibod Yom Mace, if he died before Shabbos started, Eino Osalem Share Kulam Muravim. So it wouldn't matter since they all made a good Eruv. Vim Mace Meshachashecha, but let's say that guy died after Shabbos started. Osralem Achi Vatal Vashus Marisha Lahen. So now the Eruv is usher to use until the Yoresh gives up his Rishus to the other people in the Eruv. So that would be a situation if someone died outside of the Chatzar. Okay. Halacha Ches. Now switching to a little bit of a different case. Yisrael Veger Sheshruyim B'mara Achas. Okay, so this is certainly a common case. You have a Jew and a convert who both are living in a cave. Okay, Umesa Ger Mibod Yom. And what happens? The Ger dies before Shabbos starts. Afa Pishalo Hechzik Yisrael Acher B'nechosov Ad Shechashecha. Okay, so even though, what it called? Even though what? That another Jew will take possession of his stuff, right? The problem is that, and the guy didn't do it before Shabbos started. Hareze hamachzik oser ad shivatel shrei huki yorish. Okay, the person who is going to take possession of the stuff that belonged to the ger, okay, becomes like the yorish. Because remember, normally speaking, let's assume there is no natural yorish for the ger. Then Mesa Ger Mishachashecha, but if the Ger died after nightfall, Afapisha Hechzik Yisrael Acher Ben Dechasov. Okay, even if another Jew went ahead and was took control over the stuff that Ger had, Ina Osarlov Elabati Rishon Hu Omid. It does not cause the error or the ability to do Hotzah to be nullified, because you could say what the original Heter still continues through. Okay, so that's the case of a Ger. Okay, lachates. Now, Yisrael hadari manachri. Now comes another interesting case, and this actually is common. Okay, if a Jew lives with a non-Jew, okay, om ger toshav, okay, b'chatzer. Now, let's say there's two or multiple houses in a chatzer, and let's say one of them is two houses in a chatzer. One is owned by a Jew, one by nachri. So now they share usage of the chatzer. Eino oser alav shadira sagoy eina dira ela kibahima hu chashuv. So if it's only one other non-Jew, meaning is a Jew and a non-Jew, we look at the house of the non-Jew as being like an animal, and therefore it's like having a behema present in my chatzar, and therefore there's no issue whatsoever of carrying in the chatzar. But vim hayu shnei yisraelim o yeser, okay. But let's say there's more than two Jews or more. Okay, v'goy, and there's a non-Jew living with them, shekenim, shachenim ayim, and the goy lives among them. So let's say you have a chatzar of four Jewish-owned homes, one non-Jewish-owned home. Hareza osar leim, okay? Now it becomes usher for them to make use of the chatzar. Okay, the erev won't work. Why? For now. V'davar zegzera, k'dei shalo yashchinu goyim ayin, right? Shalo yilamdu b'masav. Interesting. So the reason why this is a problem is because we don't want to get comfortable having non-Jews live among us, okay? You see this often in Gemara Avodah Zarah. We want to prevent this from happening. So the reason why, if you know full well that you're not going to be able to construct an Erev Chatzeres if a non-Jew lives with you, so you're going to make sure the non-Jew is not able to join your little neighborhood within the Chatzer, okay? But of course, V'lamu lo gozu b'Yisrael echa v'goy echad, but why not make a gzera on the one Jew with the non-Jew? Because it's very rare to come across a situation where you have a chatzer of two houses, one owned by a Jew, one owned by a guy. Yifchad, right? Because the Jew will be afraid. He's going to think to himself, I can't be alone, you know, in the same chatzer with this non-Jew, because there's a high chance that the non-Jew will end up killing me. So because of that, it was very rare for a situation to emerge of a Jew and a non-Jew living together in one chatzer exclusively. Okay. Halacha Yud. Shnei Yisraelim v'goy hashochnim b'chatzar achas. So let's go back to the situation where you have two Jews and a goy living in one chatzar. V'irvu ha-Yisraelim la'atzman. Okay. Lohi luklum. Let's say the Jews try to make their own eruv. It's not going to work. Okay. It's not going to work. V'chein in bitlu l'goy. Right. Or let's say they gave up the rishus of their chatzar to the goy. O bitta lahen, or vice versa. So you can't use the usual mechanisms to get out of the problem. Okay, for instance, one of the if that one Jew came mevatel his usage of the chatzah to the other Jew, and now it's as if now you have one Jew to one goy. It doesn't work. She'ein eruv mol b'makom goy, and that's the key point, because eruv does not work, okay, in the presence of a non-Jew. Okay, ve'ein bittel rishus mol b'makom goy, and giving up your usages, your usage of the chatzah also won't work. Ve'ein lahen takana, and there's no fixing the matter except ella. Okay, she yisachru mimena rishusa. The way around it is you need to rent the space from, or rent the usage from the non-Jew. The yaseh hagoy ki'iluhu oreach iman. And that will end up making the non-Jew as if he is a guest among them. So again, the way to get out of the problem, and this actually has practical, there are practical cases like this today, cases like being in a hotel. The way to get out of the problem is to be socher the rishus, right, from the non-Jew, okay. V'chein im ha'yu goyim rabim, okay. And if there's lots of non-Jews, okay, maskirin rishusam liyisraelim, okay. They have to rent their rishus, their usage, to the Jews. V'yisraelim ma'arvin mutarin, and then the Jews can make an eruv, and it's much of them to carry, okay. V'yisrael echad shesachar min agoy ma'arvim shari yisraelim, and as long as one Jew rents from the goy, he can now join the other Jews to make an eruv, the yosru kulam, right, and works for everybody, right. So what's important to lach lemaisa in this case of relying on schiras of the goy. So in that case, the only one Jew has to go ahead and do that. It wouldn't have to be each person.